Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, I was teaching about the necessity for everybody to humble themselves and admit that they are a sinner. Well, let's end the week with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
It's interesting because we read in Matthew chapter 7, near the end of that chapter, verse 21, he says, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Now, you say, "Pastor, that sounds like a work salvation." Well, what is the will? See, that's what you've got to find out. What is the will of God? Only those that do his will. "He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," they're the ones that enter. So what is that will? It says this, that he's not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3:9. But that all should come to repentance. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So what is his will? It's receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the beginning. That is the start. That is the place you must go. He is the Savior. And so, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Some men count slackness. He's long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, my friend. There's going to be a day when it's too late. So back in Matthew, Jesus said, these are the very words of Jesus, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." And that will is repent and believe the gospel. Jesus preached that very thing in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. But he goes on in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works." Now, doesn't that sound pretty good? I mean, it sounds very religious. They say, "Lord, Lord," that's emphasis. They repeat the name, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesy this, have we preached in your name? And have we in your name cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works?" Well, again, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. You see, Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved. Grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So you're not going to work your way in. It sounds like this: "We've done many wonderful works in your name." Oh no, just because you put Jesus' name on it doesn't necessarily mean it's a wonderful work. They prophesied. You know what? None of these things, I don't see anywhere where Jesus says, "No, you didn't prophesy my name." I don't see him say, "No, you never cast out devils." I never see that he says, "No, you didn't do any wonderful work." He says, "Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." It's not that, "Well, I used to know you, but boy, you messed up so much, I just don't know you anymore." No, he says, "I never knew you." You see, they were unwilling to humble themselves and say, "I'm a sinner that deserves hell as much as any pervert that's ever walked the face of this earth. I deserve hell as much as any mass murderer that's walked the face of this earth." Why? Because all sin is on that level in the sight of God. Now this is serious. Serious word. Revelation 20, 14 and 15. "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Remember the story in the Bible How about that man? The rich man and Lazarus? The rich man sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, and he says, send Lazarus across that great gulf and let him come and dip his finger in water and touch my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. He was in flame, and he was tormented. Well, let me tell you something. It's 2,000 years later, and he's still in the flame, and he's still tormented, and he still has no hope, and never will. And my friend, without Jesus Christ, that is your eternity. You say, Pastor, what must I do? Well, first of all, realize that you're a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, you may seem like a great guy to me, and I might even say you're a better person than I am. But there's one problem with that. We're not compared to one another. You see, the righteousness that makes me accepted in heaven is going to be the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not my righteousness. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. In other words, the heart, my life, I'm putting it totally, 100%, laying it on the righteousness of Christ to make me accepted in heaven. And so my eternal life rests on his righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation, Romans 10:10 says. But, you know, Romans 3:10 then says there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? That seems like that's what the measure is. If the measure is the glory of God and we come short of that and that's the measure, what is the glory of God? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You read of his prayer in John 17 of to be back in the glory when he goes to heaven that he had with him before the worlds began. You know, saying, oh, I'm as good as that person. If that person's going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. That doesn't work. That person may not be going to heaven. If you think he's a hypocrite and he's going to hell, guess what? You don't go to church because that hypocrite goes. So what are you going to do? Go to hell and spend eternity with him? You know, sometimes things that we say, if we'd think them through, we'd realize how ignorant they are. So my friend, please, please, I plead with you. Listen to the wisdom of God. He compares us with Jesus Christ. If you're going to try to make it on your own, this is what you got to be able to do. You've got to be able to die, be buried, resurrect yourself from the grave, make your body eternal, and ascend up into heaven. If you can't do that, then you are in need of a Savior. And my friend, Jesus Christ is that Savior. He says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, he says, for the wages. Now, wage is something that you've earned. That is something that you have coming to you. For the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, not something we earned, a gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift. Oh, it's a gift of life. But it's only through Jesus Christ our Lord. But just like any gift, you either accept it or you reject it. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, you can't get good enough for God to save you. Now, just like we are, while we were yet sinners, in our worst state, Christ died for us. That's why he'll say in Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. His grace, his blood, his power is greater than all your sin. But you've got to turn to him and let him cleanse you of your sin. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. You say, oh, Brother Andy, do you know how much I've sinned? Do you know how bad a person I've been? And I can say, honestly, I don't know you, so I don't know. But I do know my Savior. I know what he's able to do. And my God, oh my God, he is able to do so much for you. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators." Fornication is sexual sin of any kind. That is any sexual experience outside of your own marriage bed. "The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived, for fornicators nor idolaters, anything that you worship, put before God, idols, nor adulterer, one who cheats in his marriage or her marriage, nor effeminate," speaks of homosexuality, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind," that speaks of sexual deviancy of any and all kinds. It can be bestiality, it can be all kinds, which also, by the way, the word fornicator has the idea too, because of the word that it uses there, porne, which we get our word pornography from. He says, "nor thief, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers." Revelers are the social drinking, partying crowd. "Nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." So all these people I've just named, he says, don't inherit the kingdom of God. But then he says in verse 11, 1 Corinthians 6, "And such were some of you. But ye are washed." How are you washed? "By the blood of Jesus Christ. But ye are sanctified." How are you sanctified? That is set apart for God's use. You're set apart by the blood of Jesus and by Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit in you when you receive. "But you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, because his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God," we are told in Romans chapter 8. So again, going back to Romans, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." How profound is that? God, Jesus Christ, who existed in eternity past, there was never time he didn't exist, but God is a spirit. He took on human flesh 2,000 years ago. He was always the Son of God in spirit, but now he was a human Son of God as well 2,000 years ago. He lived a perfect, sinless life, and he died. He did no sin. But 2 Corinthians 5:21 says he became sin for us. In other words, he became the sin offering, the payment for our sin. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we who receive him, in other words, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we read in Romans 10:9 that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He is Lord. He is God come in the flesh. Jesus speaks of his humanity. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for